assassinated, this whole city was very much affected, and to the point where it was a very serious negative effect on an impact on that particular neighborhood.
Martin Luther King's assassination in 1968 affected people in many different ways.
It caused riots, which had a negative effect on some neighborhoods in D.C.
Martin King was assassinated. Those places were burned, they were looted, and they didn't reopen. And when they didn't reopen, that forced everyone in the neighborhood not to have a place to shop or a place to, you know, fulfill your prescriptions or whatever you were trying to do. And I don't think people realize in the moment that they created that for themselves. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It created a problem trying to respond to a situation.
Yeah, so that was like the
neighborhood that Maxie lived in Southeast Washington, D.C. was affected negatively by the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr.
Stores in her neighborhood were burned because of riots. The stores weren't reopened, so they couldn't get basic needs.
It was the people's fault that they weren't able to get basic needs because they took out their anger by burning the stores.
Eastern High School, and I was getting ready for my 11th grade prom. We had 11th grade prom during that particular time. And that was one of my big events that I was preparing for. But then there was the assassination of Martin Luther King. So that kind of interrupted our 11th grade prom. We had to move it back, I believe, almost to the end of April, because he was assassinated in 68. It was April 4th or 5th, something like that. Now prom was supposed to happen that week. So that was kind of devastating to the 11th grade class because we had to stop everything. And we couldn't go out. It was a state of emergency. No one could be on the streets after 9 o'clock. I don't know if I'm...
Kay's assassination negatively affected Eastern, the school in which she attended.
They had to cancel events such as prom, which was sad for her school because they had been preparing and hoping for their prom.
It affected her neighborhood too because they couldn't go out past 9 o'clock.
It caused fear in her neighborhood because they could be harmed if they went out past 9 o'clock.
Kids in burning stores were a way for people to share their voice after the tragedy of MLK's assassination, but it also caused a lot of harm.
They were burning the stores because they had been silenced and they wanted to share their stories.
People who have been historically silenced benefit from having their stories reach a larger audience.
Silence can be better understood and others can learn about what they've been through. Why is it important for people with non-marginalized voices to seek these stories?
They can use their power to help stand up for others who can't stand up for themselves.
Going forward, try to do your best to either share your story or listen to other people's stories. Baby.